Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
We are a generation that He's called to walk in two realms at once. And that is walking in the Spirit and walking on this earth. Because we're going to make this earth His footstool. The Beatitudes talk about how God is going to change this earth into what He wants. The very thing of futility being rolled back not only applies to the earth, but applies to the Spirit. And you can live in two realms at once.
Mm-hmm.
We try to divide between, you might say, the soul and the Spirit, or the mind and the Spirit. God's not into that. He's bringing it together. He's giving you His mind. As long as you're willing to open your heart and open your spirit, open your mind, and let Him fill you, that's what it's all about. Fill me, and you will walk in two realms at once. It'll be a gradual thing. What it amounts to is He is welcoming us into His presence. He wants us to come, but it's going to be on His terms.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to teach us how to be a delight to Him. He's going to teach us how to worship Him. Because remember, His word is not going to come back to Him void.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. We're walking out the word that comes back to Him. And it's not coming back to Him void, because it's coming back to Him in you, in you, in you.
There's so much that is opening up to us by walking in the Spirit. And it really is a rebuke to the carnal mind, because the carnal mind is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to experience the Lord and experience the Holy Spirit, then there's a creativity that starts coming to you. He anoints your imagination. You may start with an anointed imagination, but it turns into a reality to you because of the experiences you enter into.
Yes.
Actually, the spirit realm is much more real than what we know of the physical realm. I think the spirit realm is actually the foundation of existence. I think the physical realm is more what I would call a shadow of what's really happening in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that everything happens first in the spirit realm, and then it happens in the physical realm. Until we, as humans, lose our arrogance and realize that God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just that statement ought to give you a clue.
Yep.
If your creator and the creator of everything is a spirit, that would tell me that the spirit realm is the foundational existence. He created the physical realm. He created the spirit realm. But He's a spirit. When you start talking about the spirit realm, people can think that it's very spooky, very mystical. And the truth is, we've barely touched the reality of the spirit realm.
That's true.
It's exciting, because it's really the only frontier.
It's true.
It's where we're going.
You know, we're talking about the expression of the fact that Christ died for us.
Yes.
And shed His blood. It's only because of that blood that we are able to be in the Lord's presence, which is the realm of spirit. And it's the only reason we can do this. And that is a mystery to many, many people, I'm sure. You know, hopefully more and more are coming into that awareness. It's Him. It's all about Him, you know? We, especially Gentiles, have never had a connection with the Father until Christ died for us. And because of that, we now have access to the Father. We have the ability to enter into the spirit realm to connect with Him because of that blood. It covers over our Adamic nature. It covers over our sin nature. It's the grace of God that's allowing us to be in His presence.
Right.
And that's where we learn. It's the Holy Spirit who teaches us about what the Father is desiring today. As we learn and have been learning for decades for us, your mind cannot comprehend what is going on with the spirit realm. And so that's why we want to, the mind is enmity against Christ.
Right.
And so that's why we want to put our thoughts aside. Again, it goes to what do you feed on? If, like Dale says, you sit and watch TV all day, then you're feeding on Hollywood's effects that they want to teach you. But if you feed on the Word, if you feed on worship, if you feed on waiting on the Lord, your spirit becomes more alive and more attuned. It's like exercising, you know? It's like waking it up, and it's amazing. And I'd love to share the joy of what it's like to be in His presence, because there's no feeling like the love that He has for us. You can't express it. You can't. Paul talked about going into the third heaven, and he said, there are no words to describe it.
Right.
And that's really the truth. The kindness that you feel, the love, the fruits of the Spirit, you know, all those things are manifest because that's who He is. God is love. Satan wants you to think that he's somewhere up there pissed off at us, you know? But that's not the truth.
No.
That's not the truth.
One of the things that I think has got to change in our thinking, and especially I love what you were saying, Ron, we've got to realize that the only thing that is permanent is the realm of spirit. And the things that we do in the realm of spirit as people, those are things that are permanent. And as we walk on with God, as the days unfold, we add to those things in the spirit that are permanent. And if you look and see, you look at Christ's ministry, when He put on our humanity to show us the way, He did permanent things. He did permanent things. And that's how we can conduct our lives. That's how we live in two realms. That's how we take our will and we set our will on the permanent things. As we go through our days, God purposely brings you into a place of decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What am I going to do in this situation? And you let your spirit take over. You're led by the Holy Spirit. You have the wisdom of God. Solomon have it. We have it. And then there's that time that, hey, you're walking step by step, by voice by voice. Are we capable? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're capable, and God's teaching us how to do it.
I think what's really important, I think we're all trying to express, is these things are not unattainable.
Right.
That you may start small, line upon line, day upon day. If you're determined, if you're hungry, if you truly want to walk in the Spirit and you want to be a spiritual person and you want to know the Lord, you'll succeed. You may fall, you may skin your knees, get back up, go after it again. No condemnation. I would encourage people, if they're listening to this, don't go into condemnation when you make a mistake.
Right.
No.
When you forget to wait on the Lord or you don't get in the Word, don't bite on that hook
no,
of don't. Going into condemnation and all this woe is me and deep repentance and all this. No, just throw it off. Okay, Lord, here I am again, mm-hmm. you know, and go after it again. Yeah. And when you fall again, get back up, dust yourself off, go after it again. Have that attitude, not the attitude of woe is me, I'll never make it, all this garbage. It's total garbage. It doesn't get you anywhere. And God knows that. He's a great father. He'll dust you off. Get up, son. Let's go.
There are so many scriptures that you're describing here, and we can't get into them all. You know, he's chosen us. We were created in his image. There's so many, and it's like, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What is repentance? Turning towards the Lord. The moment you catch yourself that you didn't do something, do it. Take a moment. It doesn't take 5 hours of beating yourself over the head or over the back because you forgot something. You just do it. It's a turning towards. See, people have such a bad concept of repentance. They think they've got to pay penance or something, and it's not true. It's that moment that you turn back. That's all it is turning back towards the Lord, turning away from something and towards him. And there is no condemnation, you know, because you took that moment to turn right back. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm back in your presence.
I could say it very simply. Start stringing days together.
Yep.
You do it one day. If you forget the next, don't worry about it. Don't go that trip. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yep.
God in his mercy has created this day. This is the day of his grace. And it's a grace to become and to do.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.